Mount Tabor is a tiny town with just 250 people. Yet after Plymouth and Bridgewater, it issues more traffic tickets than any other town in Vermont. To find out where that money goes and how it got to be that way, we took a trip to Mount Tabor. It was December 2014. Rick Weingarten and his wife Cindy were driving on Route 7 south from Wallingford. It was a straight shot. Wide lanes, big shoulders, no curves, hardly any buildings. For the most part, the speed limit there was 50. Weingarten says he had cruise control on at about that speed. He thought he was being conservative. In 50 years of driving, he says he'd never gotten a speeding ticket.
And all of a sudden, I see lights in my rearview mirror, and I was pulled over by the sheriff there, and he told me that I was going 8 miles per hour over the speed limit. And you know, which caught me by surprise.
Weingarten didn't know what just about everyone knows who drives through Mount Tabor regularly, that the speed limit drops by 5 miles per hour near the town's two commercial storefronts, the Village Store and the Mechanic. He also didn't know about Nelson Tift, Mount Tabor's only police officer. Tift sits in an unmarked blue car 24 to 30 hours every week here on Route 7. He's there to pull over speeders.
You know, after we got the ticket, I told my wife, I said, it sounds like one of these little towns that finances themselves with a trap.
Last year, this four-mile stretch of road brought more than $130,000 in traffic ticket revenues to the town of Mount Tabor, 3.5 times what it spends on the police department. In other words, the town is profiting from these speeding tickets. But does that mean Mount Tabor is taking advantage of motorists? That's the kind of question I wanted to ask the town's police chief, Wendell Davidson Jr. I mean, speeders are breaking the law. On the phone, Davidson told me to, quote, forget that story.
So here's my question for you.
Then I ran into him at town meeting.
I'm doing some reporting on traffic tickets.
And you're talking to the wrong person. I told you that on the telephone.
Oh, I talked to you already. You're Wendell.
Yeah, I'm Wendell.
You won't talk to me about traffic tickets? Why not? Because you're in charge of them. Are you thinking of a response, or you're just ignoring me?
Ignoring you. Put that on your recorder. No, I ain't talking to you.
Okay.
Other folks at town meeting did want to talk to me. Most live on Brooklyn Road, which intersects with 7 near the Village Store. It's an intersection they consider dangerous. Most folks said to talk to Robert Gasparetti, a local furniture maker who's also the town moderator.
Because at that intersection, I was rear-ended 20 years ago and have never been the same.
You've never been, like, you were injured?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I have severe whiplash from someone speeding in that intersection.
Gasparetti says he supports all the enforcement. But statistically, this spot is not a dangerous intersection. Back in 1999, town officials requested the speed limit be reduced from 50 to 45 miles per hour. So the state conducted a traffic engineering study, and that study found two things. First, that the crash rate here was already very low, almost a third the state average for similar intersections. The study also suggested that a reasonable speed limit would be 55 or even 60 miles per hour. The town was requesting 45. The engineers recommended the speed limit simply remain at 50 miles per hour. But the speed limit went down. The state's three-person transportation committee gets the final word on state speed limits. And at a public hearing, the town's traffic cop, Nelson Tift, convinced the traffic committee to reduce the speed limit. Over the last 17 years, Tift has issued over $2 million in traffic tickets on Mount Tabor's 4 miles of state highway. Adele Eichel is town auditor here in Mount Tabor. She's also the only town official who is willing to talk to me about the money the town receives from traffic tickets. Last year, the $130,000 in revenue covered a quarter of the town's expenses.
As auditor, do you think you rely on that $100-some thousand?
At first, Eichel told me to go ask somebody else, but then she gave me her opinion.
It would be foolish to say we don't rely on it, because we have become reliant, I think.
Today, the town's municipal tax rate is nearly one-third what it was in 1999, before the Transportation Committee lowered the speed limit against the advice of engineers. It is also among the lowest tax rates in the state, subsidized by speeding motorists. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.